Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, who came in to search for fruit on it, but found none. He said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. What a privilege that we have our Lord with us. What a blessing. You're the most privileged people in Hawaiian Gardens, to be with the Lord. I think the parable of the fig tree is very appropriate because we're close to the close of year 2016. And my message for you on that, and you can talk to the Lord about this in your holy hour, is thank God for all the good fruit that you've been able to bring forth this year. So spend time thanking God for the good fruit. That means your rosaries, your holy hours, your masses, your fervent prayers, your good communions, your good confessions, your serving others, your apostolic work, maybe your sacrifices, maybe your penances, your mortifications, maybe the time you help some poor person, maybe sometime you've smiled at your husband and you didn't feel like it, something like that. Those are good fruits. But maybe over the past year we've been impatient. Maybe a little bit angry. Maybe a little bit lazy. Maybe a little bit jealous. Maybe we quarreled over something pretty dumb. Maybe we've had inspirations that we've rejected. Maybe we haven't taken advantage of opportunities that God has placed in our path. Maybe we skipped a couple of holy hours, or maybe we fell asleep during your holy hour. So as this year moves toward its conclusion in a few days, I think it's appropriate to look at our tree and thank God for the wonderful fruits. There are many. But also some of the rotten fruits. Frutos podridos, right? The rotten fruits that have to be cut off, pruned, discarded. I really believe that could be a very good holy hour. What do you think? And if you have a Bible, you might even read Psalm 1. Psalm 1, first Psalm, compares this to a tree planted near running waters. The leaves never fade, but not the wicked. They're like chaff blown by the wind. It's the same concept. You got the good tree planted by running waters, which is God's grace that flows through our spiritual veins. Then you got the chaff that's blown by the wind, which would be the negative, the bad. So let's be thankful and pray that as we draw close to year 2017, then that will be the best year in our life, the best year. So let's really pray that we be perpetual optimists. One last idea, let's ask Mary to be the gardener. We're in Hawaiian Gardens, right? We want Mary to be the gardener. We want Mary to help to prune away the poison, the negative, the ugly, the useless. Ask her with her gentle hands to order our life as she ordered Juan Diego, right, the flowers? Ask Mary to order our lives, because what is sin? Sin is disorder. Ask Mary to order our lives so that we be an acceptable offering, fragrance, aroma to the Lord the Most High. So like yesterday, we'll spend a good hour with the Lord, and we'll celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and today we celebrate the feast day of the Holy Innocents.